Welcome to Random Mania, a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match
at random,
and then we talk about it, and we put it on the internet, and you give it 5 stars. Joining me this week, as always, is my brother, Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I am doing well, Bradley. I didn't hear if you introduced yourself or not, so I'll do that for you. Good to see your face and hear your voice on this lovely Sunday, well, afternoon now, so I'm excited to talk about this one. I'm curious to hear what you thought, because I don't know if we've ever talked about this match before.
Well, we may have talked about it when we watched it live, because I think I watched it at your house, but I don't know if I've seen it since. What match did we watch, Matt? What was it?
Well, we got match number 235, which is from WrestleMania 23, April 1st, 2007, from Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, in front of 80,103 fans. It is WWE Champion John Cena defending against the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, the true main event from WrestleMania 23.
How lucky do we, 2 weeks in a row, we get two gigantic matches with two gigantic stars. This one happens to be for the title, the main event of WrestleMania 23. I mean, what more could you ask for as far as big matches? This is the kind of thing I was hoping to get when we started the podcast, was to see some of these matches that I hadn't thought about or never seen or whatever the case may be. And this is a perfect example. So, yeah, Shawn Michaels going for, his fourth or fifth? Fourth world title, I think, is what they said. Against John Cena, the champ, who they mentioned, JR mentioned twice, or it was mentioned twice at least, that he'd been champion 20 out of the past 24 months going into this Mania. So this was definitely John Cena, Rise of John Cena superstar time. Anyway.
Yeah, this is right in the middle of like John Cena height. You're exactly right. Like you said, like, that's a pretty big reign, and he had, you know, about 4 years pretty much been around and kind of top guy, and he stayed there another, I don't know, 5-6 years after this, probably even longer, maybe 7. And Shawn Michaels, they mentioned that he's going to try to win his first WWE championship in 9 years.
Right.
It had been 9 years since he last won it. So I thought that was a cool little stat. I didn't even realize it had been that long, but when you think about it, he lost it in 98, and yeah, he hadn't won the WWE championship. Now, I thought he won the world championship when he came back, because didn't he win that in a Survivor Series in an Elimination Chamber match where he had the brown tights that were all gross and like not even finished? But that was before this, so it had to have been for the world championship and not the WWE championship.
Yeah, I have no idea. I
You came to my house to watch, my apartment to watch this WrestleMania.
That's right, yeah.
I distinctly remember, and I can tell you how I remember. If maybe you remember the same, maybe you don't. So I lived on Presque Isle Avenue in Marquette, yeah, at my apartment, and I ordered this on pay-per-view, and you and Steve Brazzo came over to watch this WrestleMania, and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't load. It wasn't showing up, even though I had ordered it, or tried to order it. It wouldn't let me order it. So I was on the phone with then Charter Communications, trying to figure out why the hell I couldn't get my pay-per-view to work, and apparently I owed them money, so I couldn't do anything else, so I had to pay the bill over the phone. The event has already started, mind you, and I believe Steve had picked up one of those giant 24-inch pizzas, too, from across the street, so we're just, like, got pizza, and we're waiting. And I distinctly remember being on the phone in my kitchen, and, like, I thought I was on hold, but I wasn't, and I said, you or somebody asked me if I was having any luck, and I said, I don't know, I can't understand what the hell she's saying. And then she started talking, because she had a very thick foreign Indian accent, and I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Anyway, it ended up getting to work, but we missed, like, the first two matches. So, anyway, I do remember 100% you coming over for this match. We had friends at this WrestleMania. Do you remember coming over?
I remember now, yeah, I remember all of that. 100,000,000%, all of that. Yeah, the Tormina's pizza from across the street, the big 2-footer.
Tormina's. Yeah, that's what it's called. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, I even remember. Yeah, I remember all of that. The whole snafu with the ordering. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, I just remember, like, we had friends, like our friend Tim and Cal and a few other people. I think Mike were all there, and like I remember Tim sending me a text about somebody that won the first match from this pay-per-view we were a big fan of, and I didn't reply because I had no idea what he was talking about, and we didn't get a chance to see it. So I was like, oh no, I don't, what do I do? So I just didn't reply.
Yeah, it was a real kick in the balls that not only are you not there and people you do know are there, but not, the fucking pay-per-view won't even work.
Yeah, we eventually got it. We saw it. So we did see this match live as it happened, which was good. And I'm not sure if I've watched it since then. I'm sure I have, but I certainly didn't really remember much from this match. Not that it's a bad match, and we'll talk about it more here in a minute, but I couldn't have told you what the finish was, anything like that.
Well, I guess that sort of plays into where eventually probably when I get to my rating, but so anyway, how did these two get together to have a WrestleMania main event?
So in January, the Royal Rumble happens. Undertaker wins the Royal Rumble, selects to go against Batista in a match that we have had here on Randomania. Check out Batista Undertaker for the title in the archives. Appreciate that. It was a really good one. I bet. So that leaves the WWE Championship open. Been selected to defend against John Cena. So Vince made a triple threat match with Edge and Randy Orton and Shawn Michaels, and the winner got to face Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. One thing to really bring up is that the night after the Royal Rumble, which was my birthday, Shawn and John Cena won the tag team titles, beating Team Rated RKO, that's Edge and Orton, the night after the Rumble. So I think it was just a match thrown together, and they're the tag champs. And they're still the tag champs in this match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they're announced as World Tag Team Champions.
Yep, exactly. So they, that triple threat with Orton, Edge, and Shawn won, and now Shawn Michaels is the number one contender to go against Cena. And then they had a couple more matches with Edge and Orton. That was kind of all the stuff leading into this Mania. The big point being Orton and Edge really trying to drive like a wedge in between Cena and Michaels by showing video clips of Shawn Michaels had turned on all of his partners in the past.
Oh, okay.
So you don't get to see that in the pre-match package here on the actual pay-per-view, but it is on YouTube where they show him throwing Jannetty through the window, him turning on Diesel in the 90s, him turning on Triple H, not turning on, but feuding with Triple H, turning on Hulk Hogan when they had their SummerSlam match. So that's what really led to try to get some heat between these two guys. And then it finally happened. Even though Shawn Michaels said, those guys were all different and we're champs and I'll be with you till the end, it finally happened on the Go Home Raw the Monday before WrestleMania. Shawn Michaels super kicked John Cena.
Yeah, caught him flush. Was that unexpected?
I think, looking back, I don't know if it was necessary. I think it was very well built to eventually happening. I believe my mindset, if I remember correctly, and I'll keep in mind, this is 2007, was that I thought that he may not turn on him necessarily before Mania, but during the Mania match, he would kind of turn on him and be real ruthless and brutal, which did kind of happen, right? But it just had happened 1 week before on Raw,
right,
with the Sweet Chin Music. So,
all right, well, that's good enough. I mean, a triple threat match is a pretty easy way to earn a Mania match compared to how they have to get through now. You got to go through the elimination
gauntlet matches,
700 gauntlet matches, and holy shit! I mean, yeah, they just kind of handed these guys. But like we said, Cena was coming in hot. Michaels, an all-time great, you know, it makes a ton of sense to put two of your best against each other. I mean, they're two of the top stars then, now, and forever.
I see what you did there. So that's really much of the build-up. Once we get to WrestleMania itself here, they get the pre-match package, which I found a little odd and a little different than most of the pre-match packages I'm used to. Maybe there was just no dialogue for like the first 2 minutes of it. It's just music playing with video clips of Cena's legacy and Shawn Michaels' lengthy legacy and kind of how they won the titles and matches and just showing big moves from each of them. And then finally you get the commentary drop-ins from like JR and King and stuff. But it really, I don't know, man. It seemed a little different to me than some of the other productions that they've done.
Yeah, it had good dramatic music behind it. It kind of made it, it was long, so it kind of had a good feel to it as if this was important.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thinking it's bad. It just seemed like it had a different vibe to me than some of the others, that's all. I'm not sure. You know, they didn't really have any interview clips. from Sean and Cena. Usually you'll get, you know, when you have the Taker and Batista one, you have some kind of berating, you know, talking about them in promos, but there really wasn't any of that for this match.
Well, that was the other thing I was wondering, because John Cena, kind of known for when he has a big match, kind of cuts a big promo on his opponent, you know. And I was like, I guess I could go back and watch. Do you know if he had a nice promo on him like he did to other guys?
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I'm sure somewhere in there he cut a promo. He had to. He's John Cena. He's going to get mic time. But I, you know, there was no reference really to it in the research that I did, where, you know, so and so said this about the other in a promo. So I don't know. The only thing I saw was Shawn Michaels saying, you know, I won't turn on you, John. This is different. That's really the only thing I saw. Okay. So right. Yeah, once we get to the arena, though, you see Lillian Garcia looking real roll tide there. You know.
Yeah. Hey.
Roll tide, Lillian.
She's looking good. She's always drives me nuts for one reason. The way she says championship. You ever listen?
Championship! Oh, does she say it like yes. that? I guess I've never even noticed before. I'm never going to not notice.
Ever since I noticed it one time, I hear it every time, and it just drives me crazy. WWE champion, y'all.
Well, she is Hispanic. Maybe it's a little accent coming through in the end. Shawn Michaels comes out to DX music, dude.
Right. As referenced on our podcast, three episodes ago when we had Shawn Michaels versus the Matador Tito Santana, well, we were talking about the Sexy Boy music, and he said, well, he came out in WrestleMania to DX music. Well, yeah, here it is.
Isn't that funny? Look at that callback. You can go back and listen to that one in the archives too, everybody. Heyo, randommaniapodcast@wordpress.com. I just didn't like it because Triple H was hurt at this time, so like DX isn't really a thing on TV, so why have him still coming out to DX music? Like, do the Shawn Michaels thing. Well, that's how I felt about it. That was stupid.
I guess it makes you wonder if maybe they were just trying to not use Sexy Boy just because it really was old, you know, non-applicable at this point.
But he went back to it!
I know.
They went back to it, I don't know, a year or two later. You know what I mean? Like, his matches with Taker are Sexy Boy entrance themes. Yes. I'm just saying. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to... That's something to find an origin on sometime, too, I guess. But digging is to be done. So, anyhow, we're in the arena. Out first is the challenger, Shawn Michaels. He gets introed by Lillian Garcia as he's coming out. They didn't do the formal intros on the ring like they do now and have done for a long time. They just get announced like Fink style as they're coming out, which is fine.
Yep, we get the shot of a Ford Mustang out on the streets of Detroit. It's doing some burnouts and some Fast and Furious shit, as Jerry Lawler so eloquently reminded us. And the car comes squealing into the parking garage and squealing into the arena, and then busts through a WrestleMania 23 plate glass window, Stone Cold style, and almost crashes into some equipment. And John, you notice that? Like, it almost, like, whoever was driving that car, and we'll talk about it in a second, I thought he was going to take some shit out there, man. It was real close.
So the thing is when he busted through, when he hit the brakes, he slid on the broken glass for, like, a little bit. So that's why it went far forward like that. Couple things, what was I going to say?
The empty streets of Detroit, because they probably filmed this at 3 o'clock in the morning the day before with the streets closed.
Yeah. One thing I noticed was there's this certain touch to the production quality that was just WWE, especially 2007 WWE, that I just can't explain why they're like that. Yeah, well, that's WWE production right there. I can see it. Something about like when the car was going forward and it was in fast motion instead of actually driving fast. And things like that, like little things, like the camera was like kind of shaking, you know, but it was obviously just made to look like it was intense. I'm not like an expert on this sort of thing, but it was just, it kind of warmed my soul a little, this mid-2000s WWE production quality that we got here.
Yeah, it's pretty on fire, I guess, for lack of a better term. It's definitely a Bruce Pritchard produced thing, like, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Do you think John Cena was actually driving that car when it pulled into the arena? Obviously, he's not driving it out on the street. That's stupid. You know what I mean? But when they are pulling into the arena, do you think that he was actually behind the wheel of the car?
I don't, because he would.
I don't either.
Because if he was, and you wanted to prove that he was, he'd have got straight out of the car. But he sat there for a second.
I thought the same thing. And the windows are very tinted.
Yeah.
and there's no shot of him behind the wheel. So I think he swapped out with somebody to get out the driver's seat once his music hit.
Yeah, so why would you have John Cena fuck up a spot like that and hurt himself right before the main event when you don't have to? So
or the car or somebody else or anything. So yeah, I was just wondering. So yeah, Cena, John Cena, classic, you know, music and nothing. I mean, he's pretty known for his WrestleMania entrances and in different capacities. So this was his kind of cool spin on it. So I did like it for what it's worth, though. I remembered it, like it was a memorable thing. Like when we picked the match, I remember the car thing.
Yeah.
So I guess that's something.
It makes sense. Detroit. Ford Motor Company, Ford Field, drive a Mustang. Yep. It's badass. Yep. It's fine. It's good. I like it. It's
John Cena. Mike Chioda's our referee. We got Jim Ross, good old JR, and Jerry the King Lawler calling the match. And I'm going to just bring it up now so I don't forget. I thought for the entire match that Jim Ross and was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. I don't want to forget to bring it up. He, man, every perfect thing you want to point out and give story to and context to and talk about the actual moves in the match. Like JR, there's a reason he's considered the best of all time. And let me tell you, there are some times where I highly dispute that because he's got some shit calls too. But during this match is a great example of why Jim Ross was pretty fucking awesome, especially like in the this time frame. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 98 to, you know,
2010, maybe
2010 or so. JR, right? I mean, that's there was no one better. He was able he was really good at putting out the emotion that you would need to that you would want you all to feel at home for how important what's happening is happening. He does a good job of like, oh, you know, all the stuff that you hear online about, you know, or the clips, the JR clips, the by God and all that stuff. It's because he's really feeling that, and he's conveying that to the audience effectively. And I think that, yeah, like you said, there was nobody, not many have done it better, if not anybody.
Yeah, I thought it was really great. HBK looking super tan here.
Yeah, HBK looking, I would say, fake tan here. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, super orange. Yeah, he was real orange. He ran through that that self-tanner pretty quick here, and he should have taken one extra shower before the match, maybe cut a layer out, but Cena looking all buffed up as he normally does.
Yeah, he will get bigger later. At the beginning of this match, I ran into the ring and they tackled me and they took me to jail. But no.
So if you watch the WWE Network version, it's not on there.
Yeah, I know, at all. And I realized
at all. But if
Shawn Michaels has that expression, because I've seen the clip, and Shawn Michaels has that see you later, like shit-eating kind of look on his face. Yeah, exactly. Waving to him kind of thing. That all gets cut.
If you watch the clip that I posted to the Facebook page, it is included on there because it's from the broadcast. So you see the guy jump in the ring, the camera cuts away immediately. Chioda goes after him, security guys take him out, and Cena just kind of hangs out in the ring while Shawn Michaels looks like he wants to go and stomp the shit out of the guy, and then backs off and goes and sits on the top turnbuckle and gets like a look like on his face at the guy and starts waving at him, and then it cuts. That's how it gets cut out when you watch the network version. Yeah. So, yep.
I understand why, but it's a little unfortunate because it's, I mean, I get it because you do not want to promote that. You don't want anyone to get that idea, you know, so cut that shit out. But at the same time, like, hey, that happened.
Yeah, good job. Good job, that guy, for trying. But not good job because you're an idiot and you went to jail and got trespassing charges. But did they shake hands before the match, Michaels and Cena?
So that's.
Or did they tease it?
They Shawn Michaels does the old come here, come here, come here, and he puts his hand out to shake his hand. And John Cena's like, what, you think I'm going to shake my hand? You could smack me across the face. I'm not shaking your hand. And then he smacks him across the face anyway.
And then they start waylaying, yeah, right?
Yeah, okay. But he really gives him, like, he's like, I thought that was great. I actually laughed out loud. I thought it was a highlight. I thought it was a great way to start. You know, he's like, what do you think? So I can, you can smack me on the chin? And he actually does it. It's good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they and then the suck it double crotch chop there from Shawn Michaels. He doesn't actually say suck it, but he definitely does the crotch chop at him, which is cool. And then they're just toe-to-toe, man. Then they're at it, and you get the nice slow pace, actually wrestling kind of, you know, like it's a good build for this match. So it starts off nice and slow. There's already boos for John Cena for any offense that he gets, which is cool. So you can definitely tell the polarizing image that WWE fans had from John Cena was there at this time in 2007.
Yeah, you could hear the crowd when he would perform a good move. You could hear the high-pitched kids and women cheer. But it's just not as loud as the boos, and that's always going to be the issue, right? The boos just carry. Yeah. You can boo louder than you can scream, than a kid can scream.
You can boo louder and longer.
Yeah.
It's less air, it's less energy. You can boo louder and longer. Yeah. You know, it's just the way it goes. Yeah.
So they overpower the cheers, but he definitely, obviously, has his fans. He definitely was successful, you know what I'm saying? It's just not with...
I like John Cena. It was fun to boo him, but I really like John Cena. I always have.
Yeah, I didn't. I guess, and then I didn't care, and then it was whatever, and then he really grew on me, and he's a master of flipping a crowd on it upside down every time. He's so good at it, because he'll get out there, and he'll just work them, and all of a sudden, they're all cheering by the end of it, and he does it all the time.
I know. It's really good. There's example after example of him just... And during matches and mostly during promos, just like, yeah, watch this. And then it happens. They get to the outside here. A big moonsault after some fighting outside. Big moonsault springboard from Shawn Michaels, which I think they might have intended to go into the table a little more than they actually did. But still looked good. Still looked brutal. I mean, it worked.
Yeah, he kind of missed. He kind of just landed on the table a little. But also, I was like, well, he could have very seriously injured John Cena if he hit him directly and on the corner of the table and shit. So,
yeah, exactly. One thing I noticed big time, especially for the first maybe, I don't know, this match is almost a half an hour long, so maybe the first third of the match is real cocky Shawn Michaels. Real heel-like Shawn Michaels, you know, like 93 Shawn Michaels, like that look on his face like, fuck this guy, I'm Shawn Michaels, what are you going to do? I'm going to fuck around with you for a while, and I'm going to win. And I loved it. Absolutely. Loved it.
Yeah, up until he hits his head on the ring post, when he's in control of pretty much the whole match. I was watching this match with my wife, and she was like, is the champion ever going to mount any offense in this thing? Because Shawn Michaels has pretty much just dominated the whole thing. And this one, he was working the knee and stuff.
Yeah, good job working the knee.
Yeah, that gets forgotten completely about anyway later. But
so... It is. Yes, that's a point that I have to bring up towards the end of this match. Maybe we'll see how much time we have. But yeah, work the knee like crazy. A lot of chops from Shawn Michaels, too. Like, just turning his chest beat red. Like, making it look like hamburger meat there, Jesse. Yeah. As Gorilla Monsoon would say.
Yeah, a lot of chopping, punching. There was a great moment, a great spot where they're in the corner. Kyoto's telling him to break it up, and he goes to, like, clench a fist. And instead, he looks at the ref and he hits him with an elbow. And he points at the elbow to the ref. And the ref goes, okay, we're good. And I just laughed.
Yeah, well, like, JR even brought it up, too. Yep, and JR even goes, oh, well, yeah, elbow, fist is illegal, elbow isn't, or whatever he said. Yeah, yeah, that was really cool, too. I liked that a lot.
Just a subtle thing like that I noticed that I love.
Yeah, it's pretty smart. And, like, that's just being a veteran and knowing how to get some of that simple heat, you know what I mean? Like... It's pretty fantastic. It's at this point where Shawn does hit the ring post, going for that kind of shoulder tackle spear, and hits his head, I say in quotations, and he's bloody again. 2 weeks in a row, we have blood on Randomania.
That's another comment from my wife. First of all, she was sold on the ring post contact, it sounded like, which I like. And it looked like because in my angle, too, actually, the one angle they showed, he does look like he hits it. That they cut away real quick over to John because, you know, we got some business to take care of. Yeah,
got to do a little slicey. But, yeah, that's the best. That's when you're a good pro. You know, you make it look like you got killed even though you didn't.
Yep. That's why Shawn
Michaels.
That's why he's one of my faves.
Exactly. This is where John Cena's leg is miraculously better, and he has no pain in his leg whatsoever, and his knee is completely good. Now, he does kind of shake it out a couple times after performing some offensive maneuvers, but literally, like, it's a small sell, and it's one or two times. It's kind of some bullshit, actually.
Yeah. So, we get Shawn Michaels' blood. It's everywhere. Oh, there's a good spot. They go outside the ring, right? Oh, okay, the referee gets knocked down.
Yeah, Kyoto gets super kicked. Yeah,
Kyoto gets super kicked, and the crowd reacts mightily to that, because that, you know, when the ref goes down in the main event of a WrestleMania, shit's going down. Happen. Yeah, so like Steve Austin turns heel and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, so anyhow, they end up outside the ring. Michaels takes the ring steps apart, and he delivers a fucking pile driver on the steps to John Cena, which appears to actually cut open his top of his head. I don't know how else he's got a big gash on the top of his head, unless he was pile driven on top. Obviously, he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't. But pile driver. First of all, pile driver in WWE. That's the second one I've seen since 1997. I don't know about you.
Not a whole lot, man. Yeah, second one I know of for matters of factly I could talk about it with without any certainty. Yep.
So
my theory is that they wanted John to get color too, and they wanted him to bleed, but he ain't gonna cut his face because that's the money shot. But where can you cut him? Top of the head. So there you give him a pile driver, but it's a fucking pile driver, and it's on the steps. It's not just any pile driver. Like it's you don't do pile
drivers.
It's a drivers.
Spike pile driver. It's the kind where you stand and drop directly down.
Yeah. And pulls on his tights, on his jean jorts to get him down quicker.
Jerry Lawler on commentary, very proud.
Because, well, yeah, bingo, that's Jerry's move, buddy. Yeah. That's what he does. Good call. Jack Doan rolls in. We got a nice false finish, which is cool. Big elbow from Shawn Michaels. Your favorite part of the match was the booyahs, I'm sure.
Yeah, they did it twice in this match, by the way. They went earlier. There was a shorter-lived, less enthusiastic one. This one was a full-blown, wobbly-legged Dream Street swinging at each other. Dumb stuff.
Yay booze. Yay booze. Gotta have it.
Okay, so the only reason I'm coming around a bit on the yay booze is because it really does wake the crowd up sometimes. I'm not sure this match needed that. I don't know, but I guess
I will bring that up here, too. Yeah, the crowd was awesome. This is the perfect time to bring that up. Man, the crowd was into this the whole time.
I was really into it. They were really into the end. They were really into there was an exchange of moves where they're back and forth trying to jockey for position, and the crowd's just like a constant,
Yep. Yeah, John Cena finally hits the FU. This is the second one he tried. The first one got reversed into a DDT, which was really nice, too. Hits the FU, a nice false finish again. This is where I made the note of the crowd being really awesome. Shawn Michaels goes for a big crossbody off the top, which gets caught by Cena. He goes to the FU, which then gets reversed. He lands on his feet, and then we get a little back and forth, and then we get the STFU. By the way, I'm not sure how much longer they called it the FU and STFU after this. You know what I mean? It couldn't have been too much longer.
Oh, I was surprised they was calling it during this. I thought that was long gone at this point. But did they call it the Attitude Adjustment, though? Didn't he?
Did he? No, he called it the FU. All right. Yeah, that's why I wrote it down specifically to remind myself that it was the FU and the STFU, which are now just the Attitude Adjustment and the STF. You know what I mean?
STFU.
Jack Doan gets in. Yep, Jack Doan makes a big run in. I think I might have brought that up. I'm not sure. Big super kick. Another STFU. And that's the match. Shawn Michaels taps out. John Cena retains at 28 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, I guess I was surprised it was a submission finish, but he's done that a lot, so I guess it's not. But John Cena retains, by the way, another interesting fact.
Cause John Cena retains.
At the beginning of this match, another thing JR mentioned in the commentary, glad he could bring it up so I didn't have to do the research, but they said that they had that the belt had changed hands, 18 times in 23?
Yeah, it was defended 20. Defended 22 times and changed hands. It was either 14 or 18. I think it was 18.
18 seems right. I can only think of a few where it didn't. But, so, again, a champion retains the championship, which I don't know. I was surprised by.
I was a little surprised by as well. I guess it does make sense in the long run.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Considering you can probably not have Shawn Michaels need to be the champ. I guess you almost don't need Cena too either, but Cena's the moneymaker, man. Cena's the guy selling all the merch. Cena's the guy on talk shows. You know what I mean? Like, it worked out just to have him probably keep the title.
Cena should be champ here, for sure. I just, usually, they would set something up where he would win the title, I guess, but it's not always, it doesn't have to be that way, I guess.
Yeah, it's nice to not see the same thing every year, though, too. It's, you know, it's different to have the champion retain, as you said, you know, like, before this, Triple H, like, definitely retained once. There ain't a whole lot of other guys before that did, you know, so that's kind of cool. Yeah. Hogan.
Yeah.
At three. Yeah. Shawn Michaels is walking away in the aisleway, and Cena goes to stop him, like he's going to, like, hug him or shake his hand or something, and Michaels just shakes his head and walks away. Yep.
And John gives up on that and says, okay, well, I'll go back in the ring and celebrate some
more. Gives the salute, and that's it. So I'll talk about this real quick. There's scuttlebutt on the internet, and a lot of it comes from Dave Meltzer. So, but fuck Dave Meltzer, and he doesn't know shit anyway. But I'll bring it up because it has been a rumor about this match since the match ended that John Cena upset Shawn Michaels greatly because Shawn was mad that John abandoned selling the legs so quickly and then never went back to it. And that Shawn Michaels thought the match sucked because John Cena didn't do as he was supposed to do at many points during the match, including sell the knee.
Huh.
And that at the end in the aisleway, when he stops them, that they are supposed to legitimately supposed to shake hands, and that Shawn broke script and shook his head and walked away. Believe what you will. I think it's bullshit. But, it's Dave Meltzer. What are you going to do? I don't know if you know a lot about Dave Meltzer, but he really doesn't know half his shit half the time. Most of the time.
Well, I could see how that's a good story. That seems like fun, if that's true.
Yeah, I don't believe it for a second.
Also, more than likely, they went to the back and everyone said, great payday, and went on their next whatever.
Especially for these two guys. Yeah. There, get your money and go. So that's a little bit of controversy that I know about it. Follow-up from this match, the next night on Raw, there was a tag team battle royal for the title. Shawn Michaels eliminated John Cena. They're tag team partners in the Battle Royal, but Michaels threw out John, so now they're no longer tag champs. That Battle Royal was won by the Hardy Boys, so the new tag champs the next night on Raw. So that continues Shawn Michaels and John Cena feud for about another month. They have a fatal four-way at the next pay-per-view that includes those two plus Edge and Orton. Cena retains after Shawn Michaels super-kicked John Cena, and Cena falls on top of Orton, and then that's the pinfall. And then that kind of really ended the Michaels Cena feud. They all kind of moved on from there.
Huh.
Shawn went into feuds with Orton. Cena went into feuds with, like, the Great Khali and a few other random people. But that was pretty much it for these two guys having any kind of feud. Very brief, for 5 months in 2007. Beyond that, wasn't much else.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah, because, they were both at different points of their career. Shawn probably had, four more years after this? 3 more years after this.
Yeah, 26 he's done, or something, 26.
Yeah, this is 23, so he only had 2 more Taker matches and a Ric Flair match. Mr. WrestleMania, right?
No kidding. Yeah, speaking of Mr. WrestleMania, this is Shawn's 14th WrestleMania match. This is 15th WrestleMania. He didn't wrestle at 13, even though he was at it, but this is his 14th WrestleMania match. This is John Cena's 4th WrestleMania match, so that's plays in exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah.
His 5th appearance at a Mania, his 4th match.
Almost not too dissimilar to last week, where you had the crossing of two generations. You had Bret Hart and Steve Austin crossing paths when we talked about last episode. And this is sort of a crossing paths of Shawn Michaels, who's been around the 80s, 90s, and Cena, who's around 2000s and 2010s. So, yeah, that's pretty good. What do you want to rate it?
Oh, shall I go first this week?
You have to.
Okay, I think I'm going to give it a 4. Teetering on a 3.5, but I am going to go 4. I'm going to give it a half HBK bump because of JR's excellent match calling. It's not a 5. It could be a 5. It's not a 5. It's a great match. It's a really good match. I wasn't bored. I enjoyed watching it again. I was happy that we got it when we picked it. They worked really hard. It was well-paced. The crowd was awesome. It's from a good WrestleMania. I think the right guy won. 4.
Yeah, 4 is right. 4 seems good because it ain't 4.5, and it's probably not 3.5, so it definitely feels like 4. Like you said, potential was there. Obviously, it's the main event of WrestleMania. You only have 36 of these. You know what I'm saying? The last match of WrestleMania. So if you were to compare it on that criteria, it's lower on the scale of those matches. But, as far as the grand scheme of 380 whatever WrestleMania matches, it's in the top 100 probably. It's the main event. It's for the championship. It has a lot of great moments. It had me jumping out, surprised. It helps that I did not remember a lot about the match. I didn't remember how it finished. Hell, I can honestly say I didn't remember who won. But so that helps. So when I'm watching it from that perspective, it was pretty good. I thought it was great. But also, it wasn't extraordinary by any means. So, yeah, 4. 4 is right.
Cool. Yeah, we agree. We got to pick one for next week, buddy. Before we do that, I want to do this so I don't forget. Follow us on Instagram at Randomania Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Randomania Podcast. We are on Twitter at Randomania Pod. Our Instagram will give you a spoiler on what our next match is. So if you want to see what that is before having to get through the entire episode, you can get on our IG, and I'll try to post some more pictures and things that we talk about during the match. If you want to see Ken Shamrock busting out of that referee shirt from the match we talked about last week, I did post that this week. So little things like that, I'm going to try to get on there more often. And Facebook's a good way to get a hold of us. If you want to message us or talk to us or have questions or suggestions, that's a great way to do that. And Twitter is the only thing. I just tweet at wrestlers and use them in my mentions to try to get a retweet. So that's really Twitter. I don't use Twitter much, but I got to use it some way. Also, shout out to Fat Guy Sports Talk. We forgot to do that last week. Sorry, boys. I appreciate it. I'll give them a holler. They have done their top 10 favorite sports movies the last couple weeks, and their last week was their top 10 favorite
NFL players.
Yeah, pretty cool. Their movies one was fun. So thanks to those guys. So I want to get that out of the way. All right, our maximum number of WrestleMania matches is 358. I do select zero as the minimum, so if zero happens to come up, we could pick any match we choose, or segment, or musical performance, or whatever the hell we want from a WrestleMania. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's your favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. This could be anything.
19.
We've had
it.
Good, because that match is the piece. It's the worst, probably the worst match ever.
Yeah.
It was Uncle Elmer and Adrian Adonis from WrestleMania 2, right?
Yep. We've already had
it. Yeah, I thought so.
Early in the archives.
I have the ones listed that we've done before. So, all right, we're going to pick another one. Here we go. Drum roll, please. 264?
264. That's recent. 264. Cody Rhodes versus Rey Mysterio from WrestleMania 27.
Nice! I'm not sure we've talked about either of these guys on Randomania before for a match.
No, we've had this match. We had matches from this Mania. I'm trying to remember. Was it 27 or 26? 27.
It's from a WrestleMania. Yeah, that's for sure.
I can't even find it. What was the number? Holy shit.
264.
Oh, 264, yeah. Cody Rhodes.
I think it's 27. I think you were accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a few matches from this show. Oh, we've had one match from this show. So this will be our second. I believe it's New Orleans, where the show is from.
No, this one's in Atlanta.
Oh, you're right. It is Atlanta, because this is Miz and Rock is the host. Mm-hmm. So, Rock's the host. Cool, man. I remember the storyline going into it, so I remember how it came about. And it was a feud that had been lasting for a bit. It wasn't just throwing together things, so that's nice. They'll have a little bit of a build to get to it. And again, two guys that we haven't really got to talk about on the show, so this is good.
Hell, I know stuff about this. Isn't this the 619 face busted his face, and that's why he wore the mask, right? Why have I seen this? Did we have this match?
We have not had this match.
Okay, well,
We'll talk about that more next week, Brad. Thank you.
I just want to get people excited. So, anyway, we did this.
Hey, two guys that are still working. Two guys still working in the industry in different companies, so we can get a lot. There's a lot to talk about. I'm cool. I'm excited. That's fun. All right.
Yep. All right. So, anyway, that's fine. That's next week. But this show, we need to finish the proper way. I want to congratulate...
every fucking time. All right. Do not cut this. Guys, I got to tell you something. He forgets the match. When we get to the end, he forgets what match we just talked about. And then we usually do this like two or three times because he forgets the guys. All right, he's got it now. Here we go. Here we go.
I want to congratulate John Cena on winning your big title match at WrestleMania 23. John, you're one of the best ever. No one can take that away from you. And this is part of your legacy. You beat Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, for fuck's sake. Pretty good. Speaking of the Shawn Michaels, though, Shawn Michaels...
You're fired!
Fell off, I'm still hot, knock your shell off. My money stacked fat,
Plus I can't turn the swell off. The franchise doing big business. I live this, it's automatic. I win this. So you hear those horns, you finish. A soldier, and I stay under you fighting. Plus I'm storming on you chumps like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you breaking me, kid. I'm harder than nails. Plus I keep it on lock like I'm part of the jail. I'm slaughtering stale competition. I got the whole block wishing they could run with my division, but they gone fishing with no bait. Kid, your boy hold weight. I got my soul straight. I brush your mouth like Colgate. In any weather, I'm never better. Your boy's so hot, you never catch me in the next man's sweater. If they hate, let them hate. I drop your whole clan. Lay out down for the 3 seconds.